Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. The world cannot afford to wait for a new global climate change agreement to start in 2020 because doing so will end hopes of limiting global warming to moderate levels, the International Energy Agency, one of the world's foremost authorities on energy, has warned, reports Fiona Harvey at the UK Guardian. Carbon dioxide emissions from energy rose in 2012 to a record high, says the agency's recent report, driven partly by a striking 6% rise in emissions from Japan following its phase-out of nuclear power, and continued rising emissions from China. IEA's Fatih Birol, an economist and one of the world's most respected energy experts, said that greenhouse gas emissions were rising so fast that waiting for a treaty would set the world towards warming 10 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be catastrophic. Birol urged governments to take immediate action on improving energy efficiency, replacing fossil fuels with low-carbon power, stopping the construction of inefficient power plants, and phasing out fossil fuel subsidies as low or no-cost ways of reducing emissions quickly. He noted these actions would not harm economic growth and could be taken immediately. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.